You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Psalm 133:1. How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity? The connection here is to the preamble, which states, in order to form a more perfect union. My guest for this episode hails from Dallas, Texas, and through her music, she spreads her love for Jesus, America, and family. At the start, you heard a little of her singing, Freedom is the Song. Natasha Owens, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Everybody heard in the intro a little bit of Freedom is the Song. Just kind of give us the background on that song, who wrote it, and just the inspiration behind it.
I wanted to do a very well-rounded album that just hit different topics, and freedom is one of them. You know, when we were locked down during COVID, I've always appreciated our freedom, but I had a new sense of freedom when I realized how quickly it could be taken away. I feel like most Americans, the majority of Americans out there, freedom is the number one thing that they cherish, and it's the one thing that just beats in our heartbeat as Americans. And so we wanted to capture that and just say in every heartbeat of America and every American, that there is freedom that lives in their veins. And Ian Eskelin and Tony Wood took the lead on that song and had it written before I even knew it. They had even started it. So I'm so happy with the outcome of this song. It's one of my favorites.
Tell us a little bit about your life growing up and when you made the decision to actually start following Christ.
I grew up in a very strict religion. Religion was through the fabric of our family for many, 7-8 generations. And so I grew up in a musical family, very religious. It was 12 years ago, this past May, that my dad was cleaning his guns and he was sitting at a table and there was a bullet in the chamber and it went off and hit him in the heart. And he died instantly. And it was through that recovery, I downspiraled into a deep depression, and I wouldn't be alive today if God hadn't crossed my path with music. It was a way out. And so that's kind of how my musical career started, that being a music minister. 6 months into my depression, my pastor called and asked me to be music minister. And I didn't think I could even get out of bed every day, much less minister and help someone else. I struggle with severe anxiety. And I was always in the background of the choir, never a soloist, never would step forward. So I had to get through recovery and all of that. And that was the beginning of my music career of what I'm doing now. And now my ministry is completely revolved around faith, family, and freedom, and giving people a little bit of hope that God has not left them when they're going through something faith-shaking.
You mentioned the ministry. Tell us a little bit more about Radiate Ministries and what you all do and just the overall mission of it.
Being in the music ministry or industry in Nashville for about 9 years, you realize that some of these big record labels, it's just all about business. It's all about the dollar. It's all about taking complete control away from an artist, right? A lot of times artists, they'll record all these songs and the record label may not like any of them, won't let them go to print with them. And so, you know, after dealing with a few record labels in town, I told my husband, I said, we need to have something different. We need to offer something that doesn't offer what they call a 360 deal. That means take away from the entire, if you do a circle around an artist, you take away from every aspect of that artist's ministry or life. And the record label takes their part. So we wanted to provide something a little different to give the artist a little bit of flexibility, of individuality, allow them to go to print with a song, even if we don't believe in it. Now, we may not pay for all of that song. We may go in a partnership half and half if we don't think it has potential. But we give them a little bit more freedom. And so we started a record label a couple years ago in Nashville, and we have 11 artists underneath us now. And we love it. It's more of a independent label that they feel that they have an actual part in. They have a say-so in, not just a takeover.
So who are some of the other artists that are part of the label that listeners would know?
We just signed Justin Warren. We have JJ Weeks and Attaboy and Inspiration Worship and Chris August. There's 11 of us, including me. We started this several years ago, and not one person has left us so far. We've just all become a big family. John Waller is one of them. We kind of stalled a little bit during COVID and just didn't add anybody else. And now we're starting back up with Justin Warren. And I think that kid has such potential.
No matter what side of the aisle you're on, no matter what your beliefs are, music is something that should ultimately be able to pull us all together. What are your thoughts on that?
Music can penetrate where a sermon cannot, where words cannot. There's just something about music, and it's powerful. You can put any kind of message in it. And, you know, Christian music is supposed to do several things. It's supposed to motivate. It's supposed to redirect. It's supposed to encourage and give hope. And even though this new album that we did is a patriotic album, we filled it with hope and God and freedom and just wanted to give encouragement and shine a light on how not only how great this country is, but how great our veterans and what sacrifice that it took for them to fight for our freedom. I just think that we live in such a dark time right now that someone needed to illuminate that. So I hope that this album brings unity as well as my other albums.
Let's talk more about American Patriot, which is the name of Natasha's most recently released album. It is available. I really love what you're doing with a portion of the proceeds. Tell us where some of that money is going to.
The number one ministry that we identified is a company called Soldier Strong, and it's for paralyzed vets. It gives them wheelchairs that actually can crawl up stairs. It actually puts them in a standing position where they can dance with their spouse or dance with their child. And then they provide exoskeletons for the ones that have been paralyzed that they can strap onto their legs and they can actually physically walk. And we thought, you know what? It has to be just the biggest faith-shaking trial when someone comes back from battle and they've been wounded like that physically. They've all been wounded mentally, but physically. So we wanted to help in that aspect. The Heroes Honor Association, they help with building houses and providing support to the family as well. So we've identified those two, and I'm wanting to identify two more. I want to be able to give to an organization that if the soldier is killed in battle, there are organizations out there that we're narrowing it down that will come back and build houses for the families and or pay off their mortgages or help financially get them set since their main provider of their home is gone. And so we just want to be a support from the mental aspect to the physical aspect to the family aspect of these soldiers and just give a little bit back to let them know how much we appreciate them.
Earlier in the show, you mentioned your dad's very unfortunate death and passing and how that was an inspiration for you to get into music. What were some of the other inspirations for you to start your music career?
I had been raised in church, and I thought that I was anchored through Christ, and I was anchored more through religion. I've always loved music, but I struggled with severe anxiety. I couldn't even talk in front of people, and so it was crazy getting the opportunity to be a music minister, and I didn't feel like I was equipped. I didn't feel like I could with my anxiety, and you have to understand my current situation. I was in bed every day. I couldn't get out of bed. And I couldn't be a mom to my kids or a wife to my husband. That was the hardest thing I had ever had to do, right? Was to get out of bed and actually give of myself and minister to someone else. But I have found that God will call you out of your circumstance, regardless of if it's rationally possible in your mind. It's always the worst timing. Like, it's not possible for me to do this at this time. And He provides a way out. That is his system of getting you out and actually healing you in return, right? So that was the biggest accomplishment of my life. And we've had so many things since then where God has illuminated this path to show us that we have to provide a little bit of hope. And I'm in the mental health world because I feel like the church and society has shunned mental health. And that's why I'm gravitating to these veterans, because I feel that when they've come back from battle, they try to be strong. They think it's a sign of weakness to ask for help. And they start down spiraling because it's a battlefield of the mind. It's exactly what I went through trying to be in recovery, trying to survive after my dad's death.
If you could name a life verse, one that no matter what you're going through, you can always turn to it, what would that be?
You know, my key verse is Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I have clung on to that. That was the verse that got me through depression. And another verse that I love so much, it's hard to narrow down, is 1 Timothy 1:7. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us peace, love, and a sound mind. And that's what I struggled with. I struggled with fear and a sound mind. And I think that that is what everyone in this world is struggling with right now, with the fear that has been unleashed the past few years up on us. You just don't know what's next. So I cling to both of those verses.
Natasha, thanks so much for joining me on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country. Go ahead and pray us out.
God, you see the needs of each and every listener that's listening to this program today, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's combating anxiety or fear of the unknown of what's happening in this world. Just give us peace and comfort and bring in your love and let us know that you are there and that you have never left us. Let us know that you have a plan and in the end, you will win. You are going to be by our side. You'll never leave us. God, I pray for restoration right now. I pray for restoration in marriages. I pray for restoration of mind. I pray for restoration of people's identity. God, you are so good. And you will never leave us. Give us the courage and the boldness to stand firm on your firm foundation. You say in Isaiah 7:9 that if we do not stand firm on our foundation, we will not stand at all. Give us the boldness and the courage to proclaim your goodness and mercy to everyone on this earth, God. Let there be such a mighty revival. Let people come to you and let them be saved. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to listen at the end for a clip of Natasha singing America First. And be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.